Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you doing?
Good morning, Rafil. I'm very well.
My apologies to you. I'm fabulous. So, okay, so let's dive right into it. You know, so our national carrier is back in the skies and not one to the UK. Not that I need it, apparently, but you know what I mean.
Well, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Even if
I'm just turned away at Heathrow. Okay, a decisive decade, according to Joe Biden.
Yes, according to him, he's urged global cooperation and has talked about how we must work together like never before. This is the first address that Joe Biden has made as the US president to the United Nations. And it's interesting that he absolutely was trying to reassure allies and generally the world that, remember his statement, America is back, that therefore America would be leading, but not going it alone. I think that was rather important from his point of view, as though America is not going to just wade into issues if it doesn't have support. But of course, he's talking from a slightly weakened position because of the way that the pandemic has seen, for instance, the United States not follow reciprocal travel deals, which you just mentioning that, so that if one country is allowing Americans in, America hasn't allowed their people in, that sort of stuff. We also know that generally in the pandemic, it's kind of been one for one and one for no one else, hasn't it, in terms of how people have looked at their vaccines, and has America donated enough, for instance, to the UN pledge. Also, climate change has been a huge issue, although he has doubled the amount of money that America is giving to this. It's going to go above $20 billion, which is a sizable slice of money to tackle it. But the real nuts and bolts of that are actually what you do with your own policy. And then number three, of course, Cold War / trade deals. And let's remember that the French are still heartily hacked off about the defense pact that the United States did that scuppered their own submarine deal to Australia. So there's any number of countries and representatives at the UN who've got a gripe with America, and I don't know if they were persuaded or not. I guess we'll see.
I imagine. An evacuation from the Canary Islands. Another volcano?
Yeah, you've probably seen some pictures of this, and I mean, there is something unbelievably dramatic, isn't there? Of course, it's the most dramatic event, really, is a volcano erupting. And so we have this volcano on La Palma, which just keeps on going. So to start with, yeah, shot some flames into the sky, some remote houses evacuated, and some, of course, got swallowed up by flames. But now another village in the path of the lava flow has had to be completely evacuated. So far, that's 6,000 people on a fairly small island having to be moved away. And indeed, I believe amongst them are some tourists. This has a slight resonance for me in that my wife and I we were very close to going back to a hotel we really like in La Palma. And in the end, we opted for Tenerife, about 80, 90 kilometers away. It's not that far away, actually. But there was a right Charlie on the radio I heard yesterday saying, well, maybe they should encourage tourism because people like to see a volcano. Thinking, nah, not that close. Thanks very much. I'm quite happy if one person in a helicopter with a camera is taking the pictures. Thank you very much. I mean, it is a scary thing. And the other problem, of course, is that as the lava then eventually reaches the sea, the toxic clouds and gas it can pour out at that stage, it's a blooming dangerous thing, basically.
Blooming dangerous. Okay, I love this story. I was reading about this yesterday, and honestly, I really think New Zealand needs to calm the beep down. How desperate do you have to be moving, smuggling KFC, and I think there were Burger King packs as well, across provincial borders in New Zealand?
Yes, absolutely. The photo released by police shows these big bags of KFC chicken and coleslaw and drinks. And obviously, does KFC have chips or French fries? I think they're French fries, aren't they? Anyway,
chips on our side, but carry on.
So essentially, it's two gang members, though, with an enormous stash of cash. That's the real thing.
Yes, $100,000.
They had in the boot there all this KFC stuff. So obviously the police looked at this and thought, hang on a moment. Anyway, the point was they were breaking a lockdown restriction, which is that in Auckland, all restaurants, including takeaways, fast foods, etc., have to be closed. Outside of Auckland, they can be open. So they were shipping a load of stuff into Auckland. So number one, were they going to go and sell it? Number two, were they just unbelievably hungry? Number three, was this a mask for the cash that they were smuggling to move around so that they could say to police, no, look, it's just coleslaw and chicken. Apparently, though, this is not the first time. That it's only a short while ago, I think it is, was it last month? Last week, I think it might have been, when a guy got caught shifting a load of McDonald's into Auckland because of its lockdown restrictions. So it does sound a bit like an episode of Dukes of Hazzard, if you remember that, smuggling your southern fried chicken around. And so I put it to you, in lockdown, what could you absolutely not do without and you would actually dare to flout the law to smuggle around? Or is that too dangerous a question?
No, it's not a dangerous question. And South Africans all flouted the law. It was alcohol and cigarettes, Adam.
Alcohol.
We have a whole contraband market. You know, people would talk about their dealers. They're called the take it or leave it. So the guys are called take it or leave it because literally you'd be like, hi, you know, how much is a vodka or whatever? And it would be like 10 times the price that it would normally be under normal conditions. And the guy would literally say to you, take it or leave it. Like, I've got five other people asking for it. So, you know, the prices were absolutely inelastic. It was hilarious. I find KFC to be far more wholesome. I'd rather have an illicit KFC market and McDonald's market than what we had in South Africa. I love this story.
Do you know what? It just depends what you deny, doesn't it?
Because right.
If suddenly, for instance, they didn't allow me Weetabix and milk, I could sue myself.
Yeah.
Smuggling Weetabix and milk in large quantities.
Exactly.
But, New Zealanders are getting desperate, I think we can say.
Quite right. Thank you so much, Adam. We'll catch up with you too.